Good day, everyone. Welcome to the Don't Tread on My Faith podcast today on this February the 11th, 2025. As I've been listening to the news media, both on the conservative and the fruitcake side, that is your mainstream media, all of them are promoting these talking mouthpieces from the Democrat Party or the leftist party or the Communist Party or whatever you might want to label them. I can label them many things. People like Waters and Schumer and Ayhawk and on and on and on. It seems to me if you put the acronym Democrat behind your name, that for the most part, it seems to be you're just labeling yourself an idiot. I mean, really, that's the way it seems. I'm not sure why anyone with common sense and common decency wants to align themselves with the Democratic Party at this current time in life. I would be distancing myself. They have no sense. They have no reality of what life for Americans are really about. So these showboating, hyperbolic, dishonest, self-righteous, grandstanding mouthpieces of the Democratic Party. They don't do anything but exaggerate. They wouldn't know the truth if the truth smacked them in the face, pick them back up, smack them down again, and pick them up again and said, "Do you know my name now?" And they still wouldn't know his name. They wouldn't know what truth is. Why? Because they're liars. They're demons. They're devils. They are inspired by evil. They're greedy. They're whoremongers. They're child molesters and everything else. It's been proven all through the Democratic Party. Do I say Republicans are saints? No. Half of them need to be locked up too. But sometimes you deal with the best of what you've got to deal with. So here's the thing. They've been complaining about Doge and Elon Musk having information available to them. Well, just for the general public's knowledge here, anyone that may listen to this podcast, some of you know and some of you don't know that I'm an investigator. I've spent now 44 years somewhere within the circle of criminal justice. And within the investigative circles, whether you are on the private side like me or on the public side like law enforcement, there's this new investigative tool that we figured out some years back now, but still relatively new, and relatively new still to some investigators. And this thing called ANSI. What is it? It's open source information that anyone with a desktop or a laptop or a smartphone can go on and start gaining personal information on American citizens. Why is that? Because all of these companies that you subscribe to, your subscriptions, every time you go on Google, and even when you go on supposed secure databases like a DuckDuckGo or something like that who say they're not tracking you, let me assure you, you're being tracked everywhere. Do you realize that when you go to a garage, now I'm not talking about the shade tree mechanic that, unless you've got an older model vehicle, he can't work on your car anymore because he doesn't have the modern equipment and the diagnostic equipment to do so. But so let's just say you go over here to, I don't want to mention any of these oil change places by name, but you know what I'm talking about, where you pull in, most of them you don't even get out of your vehicle now. They come up and they ask you what kind of oil you want. It's a quick change oil service location. Do you know that when you give them, of course, they always ask you for your email address, of course, your name, your address, phone number. Do you know that just about every one of those franchises sells your information to databases. Yes, that is correct. They do. And you say, well, I'm not going to get my oil changed by them anymore. Well, it doesn't matter if you go to the Ford dealership, the Toyota dealership, et cetera, they do the same thing. There's a record kept. I can pull up maintenance records on vehicles that aren't even mine. I just need a little bit of information that, by the way, most of the time I can find on public, ONSI databases, open source without even paying for it a lot of times. Now, here's the other thing you need to understand. These talking mindless politicians talking about Elon Musk having information. Oh, I got our names. I got our social security numbers. I got our addresses. Da, 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 da. You do realize that that information is available for purchase, correct? And some of you might have heard of the dark web. Now, I'm not talking about on the dark web. I'm talking about everyday legitimate business people. So as an investigator, a state licensed investigator, and it's this way in most every state. There might be a few, but most every state, if you're a licensed investigator, I'm talking about a private investigator, an attorney, an accountant, an engineer, a bail bondsman, a bail enforcement agent, and several other professions, you can subscribe and pay for to enter into a secure database through third-party companies that have purchased your information from different sources and have compiled it. And based on what level access that you have, that they have approved you for, I can log in, and so can any other investigator, and I can pretty much, now this is a little bit of an exaggeration, but I just want to tell you how much information I can get. I can almost know your shoe size, okay? Now that is an exaggeration to a point. What I'm telling you is, there is a plethora of information that people buy for legitimate business purposes every day. Now, when I log in to this database, open source, I don't have to do anything. And the thing with open source I found in doing desktop research, don't just settle for one source. Keep typing the same parameters in and getting different hits. Or then try typing different parameters in and getting different hits off of different sources. That's how you compile a true desktop research through open source. But through these secure databases who have a lot of the information at my fingertips, now I have to pay for it. I have to get approved by the company through the Fair Credit Reporting Act and through privacy disclosure laws. I do have to obey federal laws as well as any of these other professionals that would gain access to your information. They have to certify both, excuse me, an application when you apply for the data and each time you go and enter that secure database. You have to assert that this is for business purposes, you know, under penalty of perjury, that you're doing it for this reason, this is a legitimate business reason. And this is why you're doing it. And I have to certify that each time. And for me in my role, I don't know about other professionals, but for me in my role, you know, I have to, when I'm audited and I do get audited, I have to be able to provide a signed contract that proves for the reason why I had to go in and do this research on people. Now, it might be for me as an investigator, it might be to locate a missing person. It might be to locate an asset. It might be to do a due diligence investigation in a corporate setting where I have to find A to B, in other words, head to toe about this person in a due diligence investigation. Of course, most of the time in a due diligence, the person I'm investigating would have signed off on that. But I can do this covertly, a lot of this information, without getting the person's permission, as long as I have within my parameters of data privacy, and as long as I have a legitimate business reason that I can prove, i.e. a contract. And again, that's not just for private investigators. There are numerous professionals out there that are licensed and can gain information to you. How do you think, have you ever seen these mailing lists, or have you ever gotten an envelope from a company doing marketing that's got a label on it? And they're like, how do they know me? Well, they bought a mailing list from a company who buys information, okay? It's pure and simple. You get all of these nice full-color brochures that companies send you in the mail still for marketing purposes. Really nice. Got your name printed right on it. Why? Because they bought it that way. So for these talking knuckleheads, which knuckleheads is much too kind of a description for this bunch I'm talking about, to get up and go stand in front of a federal, at least a former federal building of USAID or Department of Education or something like that, and say, we're senators, we demand to go in. The only reason they demand to go in is so they can try to find their files that shows you how corrupt and what liars they are and how many crimes they've committed against the homeland, because they have. Probably a good 60% of our politicians in Congress and Senate should be prosecuted for either some misrepresentation, fraud, or potentially even treason. So what they're doing is trying to go in and get their information and wash down and cause as much disruption as they possibly can, or see what everyone else is seeing and seeing what Musk and his team is seeing on them. So that alone should show you what criminals they are, but some people need more convincing. So again, they're making this big deal out of the information that a man, the richest man in the world, by the way, who, quite frankly, if he wanted your information, he probably can get more information on you through private sources than he can in a government office. I mean, really, most likely, if he wants that information, he's got quicker and even more current and better access to it than he does through a government office, because the government's always behind on everything. So, he's the richest man in the world. Now, I'll be honest with you. I don't know whether I like him or not. I've never decided. When he decided to come over to the conservative side, I don't dislike him, but I don't know that I like him or not. Do I trust him? As I said, he's already got his pulse on you anyway, if that's what he wanted. And it does not appear to me that is the man's objective. But let's go a little bit further. The man was appointed from the executive branch by the chief executor, the president of the United States. This department was formed. He was duly sworn in. Everything vetted, orientation to the government, et cetera, at an executive level. This man has no reason to be concerned about personal information for American citizens. Like I said, it's already available. I can find out just about, like I said, almost your shoe size in just a matter of sometimes minutes. Sometimes it takes me longer. I have spent at times 2 or 3 days researching different things, but there's nothing here. Listen, you're in the to say you're in the digital age is an understatement. We are beyond a digital age. There is nothing private. Your government has been spying on you for years, both on the Republican side and the Democrat side. China has been spying on you since you have been a little kid, okay? Especially if you're a younger person. Used to be Russia and China, and Russia still does, but China is the predominant factor for a foreign entity stealing information about Americans and from Americans. They were doing this a long time before TikTok, although they've done it with TikTok, no doubt. They've done it through many other avenues and technology means. And sometimes just by simple gumshoe work when they've sent their operatives in here to find out particular information. Your phone listens to you constantly. That's not a conspiracy theory. All you have to do is whatever platform you're using, say its name, and it will respond to you. So if it's not listening to you, how can it respond to you when you speak? It's listening to you, folks. It's common sense. Yes, your cameras have been able to be remotely connected to for years and years now, ever since we started using this platform of phone, ever since we started using cameras interconnected to, get this, the World Wide Web. Someone has been able to look at you unknowingly at times and in certain situations. Not only that, cities in America are putting up AI-enabled cameras all over their cities to track your movements within their city. They say it's for crime purposes, for solving crimes. Well, I mean, probably for the police chiefs that are buying it, that's probably what their design is, but that's not the design of the company, nor what the politicians who are paying for it, it's not what they're looking for. When you have a camera system that can track you from, if you live like in a jurisdiction that's using these particular cameras, they can track you from the time you leave your house to the time you go to work, and it can track your, not only your tag number, but the specifics about your vehicle. Oh, it had a bumper sticker on it supporting Trump. Oh, it had a dent in the left rear quarter panel. Oh, it had a expired inspection sticker on the windshield. And that technology is being used in at least, I'd say, more than 5,000 cities in the United States of America right now, and probably more. You go up and down the interstate, every interstate has cameras watching you. They say it's for traffic control. Okay, that does help in some circumstances, but those cameras are recording you. So we've been spied. We have no privacy. Look at all the millions of people that identity is stolen every year. You have constant phishing scams, and then you have some of the most supposedly secure databases in the world that are cracked wide open. And I'm talking government and private, that are cracked wide open every day. And you're going to listen to these loudmouth dummies who have a platform because they're greedy, evil people who have committed crimes. You're going to listen to them and let them try to sway your opinion. This needs to be done, whether it's Elon Musk or I don't care who does, as long as somebody's dedicated to it. And the judicial branch is overstepping its authority. Nobody was concerned about all of the waste and the fraud and the theft and the communist acts that were committed against us as United States citizens for the last 4 years. And now that we're doing something about it, the criminals want to complain. It's the criminals and the deadbeats that are complaining. So think about that when the next time you hear a loudmouth on the TV. It's Kevin English, the Patriot Pastor and the Patriot Trainer. I'll see you next time.